Hi, my name is Mark. I've been working professionally as a web developer since 2009. I got started by making tiny HTML snippets for pay-per-click ads, and my responsibilities have grown tremendously since then. I've got my gripes about this profession, rest assured. I've had my headaches from working with Prototype and Scriptaculous, mucked with no conflicting that alongside jQuery, been worried about what's really inside of NPM packages, and I've been through my fair share of browser wars too. I remember when things were perfect at 960 wide, only to have this thing called responsive web design take foot. Then came progressive web apps and a gnarly series of coin flips on if I should use React, Vue, or Angular. That said, the evolution continues and my enthusiasm remains. I'm doing what I can one keystroke at a time, and I'm good with that. Recording out of North County, San Diego, I'm here to help put my city's digital savants on the forefront, talk tech, and find the proper moments of rest before burnout becomes a reality. So sit back and enjoy these next few minutes, and welcome to All Web SD. This episode is brought to you by the AI Exchange. Are you a professional tired of overly complicated, difficult, or time-consuming processes? Overwhelmed by all of the AI buzz? Do you need a single resource that could truly be your foundry in all things related to AI? Then check out this course, Prompting for AI Operations, brought to you by the AI Exchange, and get ahead in the AI revolution. Learn to break down business goals into tasks that can be executed by ChatGPT, and go beyond copy-paste and develop Prompting Sense, which helps you take your prompts to the next level. Just visit this link or click on the AI Exchange banner on the homepage of allwebsd.com.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's segue into the next level of support, yes?
Yes.
This one is called Megabyte Mentor.
That's right.
You're in the elevator with me, Teresa. You've got 30 seconds. What is a Megabyte Mentor? You don't have 30 seconds. Come on.
That's a community collaborators, right? So we've got individuals like the San Diego Promise Zone, SDG&E, the County of San Diego as well, also the Promise Neighborhood Zone. So you're just coming alongside of us and sharing resources. You're able to come and use our facilities. We're able to go to your place and use your facilities, speakers, guests, things of that nature. We're sharing our resources so that we can not move mano to mano, you know, each one teach one,
yeah,
is what we do. And so we're here at City Heights, and so we have some space and availability so that we can partner with individuals, mm-hmm, so that we can have, whether they be lunch and learns or whether they just be a space that, you know, we can host for each other, for nonprofits. So that's your Megabyte Mentor. But much like the San Diego Tech Hub, where they have the mentorship and they're able to bring individuals in, and they have resources and they're able to connect individuals. And that's what we do.
And one of the more promising things you said about, you said SDG&E, our local,
yes,
utility company, is considered a Megabyte Mentor?
Yes, they are.
And how does that work? Because you know what? I get an SDG&E bill once a month, and that's all I know them for. So give me a different look on who they are versus spending money and paying my electricity. No offense, anyone that works there at SDG&E. I realize that we all need electricity, but that's all I know you for, month,
yes,
to month, year over year. So color me in on that here.
They have community partners throughout San Diego County, and they reach out to various nonprofits and small businesses, and they're able to give us a small stipend to do their social media posting for them. I've been doing that for about 4 years now.
That relationship with you and SDG&E has been
absolutely important.
Absolutely.
And now we're talking about, so that whenever I do a presentation, that perhaps they have a little commercial where sponsored by SDG&E.
Interesting.
Boom.
Can we have some fun with this one then?
Sure.
Megabyte Mentor. Are there any other organizations out there inside of San Diego that you could share a story about outside of SDG&E? Are there other examples? Maybe not everyone has an intimate look at a SDG&E or pays their light bill. Maybe someone else is doing it, so they don't see those things.
Absolutely.
Any other organizations
that are Megabyte mentors
we could talk about?
Sorry for interrupting. San Diego Promise Zone. That's a federally funded. I don't know a lot about the background of it, but I know that it specifically pours federal funding into specific neighborhoods. And for us, that's Logan Heights, the traditional Southeast and, you know, San Diego. And so you have, I'm going to say upward to 60 individuals from the city, executive directors from nonprofits, that we all come together. We all collaborate on how to go about, whether it be economic security, getting jobs and education. They have a subgroup for that as well. And so we've been a part of that for a long time. And so we share our resources. We host site. We host different activities. And we go out and we join them in whatever they're doing as well. Because they're in the business of bridging the digital divide too.
Gotcha. So is that the aspect that you say is complementary to the overall Digital Bridge Initiative? Is that that's how SDG&E would function and how this respective group would function to be a Digital Bridge Initiative contributor?
Yes. No, the SDG&E is separate and San Diego.
Yeah, those are two completely different groups.
But that's as a result of the, I go to a lot of community meetings, a lot of collaboratives, where you have upward of 60 to 70 executive directors that are there for one reason, and that's to bridge the digital divide. Gotcha. SANDAG's Digital Divide Task Force, we're members of that group. And so we're not working alone.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm just trying to model myself. Again, I'm pretending to be many different characteristics right now. So like my name is Mark Reyes. I have Company X here in San Marcos, California, totally making it up. And I paid attention to this audio for a few minutes and I'm like, does my organization fit the Megabyte Mentor? Like, I'm just trying to figure out where Mark Reyes, Company X, owner of San Marcos, would fit in under this narrative that you're bringing here.
Absolutely.
Thinking about that for a little bit. So we've got a couple models that you could work with. So if you liken yourself to those two groups that Teresa described, and then some, maybe you fit here in this category, above me, the kilobyte contributor, because I am simply one individual that
screams for
the cause.
Sure. But again, the kilobyte contributor does focus on that one individual. Right?
Yes.
That's really what it's just Friends of San Diego Futures Foundation. And most of them are one individual, and that's fine. The Megabyte Mentor shifts more to the community nonprofits, the community.
There you go.
There's your shift right there.
That's a good way to describe that better than I could interpret.
So yeah.
Thank you for supplementing me on that one.
Absolutely.
Any final thoughts on Megabyte Mentor?
We're available. If you go to San Diego, sdfutures.org, go all the way to the right where it says more, click on that, and you'll have a drop down that says Digital Bridge Initiative. If you go through there, and you can just take a look at it and see what we're about and what we're doing. And if you're interested, you know, go ahead and email us and let us know. Just send us a message. We'll get and be in touch with you.
Excellent. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Teresa.
Thanks again for listening in. Remember, I'm here to foster innovation through conversation. So if you'd like to continue this discussion or any topics previously discussed, go head first into our Discord server by clicking the link on the footer of allwebsd.com. Otherwise, you can find me on occasion at San Diego Tech Hub's monthly meetups. For more details on that, go to meetup.com/San Diego Tech Hub. Thanks and aloha.